Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brian, thank you very much. I'm sure you will have heard the news that the body of an 8-year-old girl was recovered from the water off the Cork coast yesterday evening after that extensive search operation. The young girl was playing in the water at Fountainstown Beach with two friends before she got into difficulty. We want to get the latest on this. I'm joined by Irish Times journalist Fiacra Gallagher. Fiacra, thank you for taking our call this morning. And it's hard to believe that we're talking about another dreadful tragedy like this. And as I mentioned there, this child was playing with her friends on the beach and she was reported missing at about 4:30, was it, yesterday afternoon?
Hi, Claire. Yeah, that's correct. Around 4:30, the alarm was raised. The girl was reported missing. As you said as well, after that, I suppose a major search operation got underway. It was led by the Valencia Coast Guard. There was a Coast Guard helicopter on site, but also there was Garda units, volunteer Coast Guards, customs officers, fire and rescue services. And that that search continued for a number of hours. And then, unfortunately, at approximately 7:45, a member of the public found the girl's body not far from the shoreline. She was recovered and then pronounced dead on the scene.
Now, she hasn't yet been officially named, but it's believed that she was from the area, very close to where this happened.
That's correct, yeah. Her family is living in Crosshaven, which is very close to Fountainstown Beach. It's believed that she attended a local school. We know that the girl's parents are Polish nationals, but they have lived in the Crosshaven area for well over a decade now.
Mm-hmm. And I can imagine how devastated the local community are at the loss of a young 8-year-old girl in this way.
Yeah, yeah. Look, just from speaking to people who were at the beach yesterday, obviously it was a scene of devastation. But also something that's been pointed out is that, you know, this area of Cork has had a couple of tragedies in recent weeks. Similarly, in Passage West, which is close by, 2 weeks ago, a 14-year-old boy, Jack O'Sullivan, also died while getting into difficulty in water there. You know, emergency services that would have been at the beach in Fountainstown yesterday also would have attended that incident. So, you know, it's just a lot to take on for a community.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you have all of the people who responded to this yesterday would have been involved in previous recent tragedies there too.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. One local councillor that I spoke to, he put it right when he said that it's a lot for anyone to take on a human level.
Now, Fiacra, I wanted to talk to you about a separate incident. A man in his 80s died after he got into difficulty while swimming. That was in Wexford, wasn't it?
Yeah. Another incident earlier on Tuesday at Curraghclough Beach, a popular beach in County Wexford. What we know is a man in his 80s got into difficulty in the water there. When he fell ill, he was taken from the water and he received medical assistance on the beach, but unfortunately was pronounced dead on the scene.
Fiacra, thank you very much. Fiacra Gallagher there from the Irish Times, and our sympathies to both of the families and the communities who will be deeply affected by the loss of those two people yesterday. I'm joined on the line by John Doyle now, head coach and founder of Poseidon Lifesaving Club in Greystones in County Wicklow. And John, I should say that we are not commenting on yesterday's terrible tragedies. And this is a completely separate conversation, but crowds will be flocking to beaches and lakes across the country as they have been since the warm weather arrived. So it's a really good time and an important thing to do to remind people about water safety.
It is, Claire. Thanks for having me on to talk about this subject. I think, first of all, I want to let everybody know that the lifeguard services are all finishing up weekly, most of the country, nationwide. They generally on the weekends, on September, that's all they do. In the likes of Wicklow, they're finishing up this weekend. So they won't be during the week with the nice weather or going into October where we might get another bit of good weather. There won't be any red or yellow flags on the beach at that time. So the lifeguard hoods may be even be taken off. So it's just to let people know that when you go to the beach, especially now that the services are all finishing, set yourself up beside a life ring. Because in the worst case scenario, you do decide, I'm not going to encourage anybody to get into the water, but sometimes talking to parents, they're saying, well, I'm going to get in and save my child, which is statistically what happens. At least you have a life ring in. So my message would be, if you see someone in difficulty, before you do anything, you stop. Think about what you should do first. And the first thing you should do is make sure you call the Coast Guard, or the Coast Guard has been called on 999-112, and give your location. I'm a member of the Greystones Coast Guard unit, so this is really, really important. If we get the call really, really early, we can make a difference. Mm-hmm. The next thing you should do is you should speak to the person, shout at the person. The fact that they're recognizing the fact that someone is going to help them or help is on the way, you encourage them to float. Now, floating, you think, it can be quite hard to do in a pool. I teach swimming for over 30 years, and that's why I teach at a very basic level, get them to float, especially before they go on holidays. But in the sea, it's much easier. The salt gives you much more buoyancy. So all you get them to do is look up at the sky, make themselves nice and big like a starfish, and tell them help is on the way, because their breathing will be going up. They might have swallowed some water. So it's just a matter of encouraging them just to stay calm, because the worst thing they can do is actually to start trying to climb up. And that's instinctively what happens. They climb to try and get air, but the fact of their arms coming up out of the water, if they're in the water, will actually push them down.
Okay.
With action, reaction. So get them just to lie and float, and then get a life ring.
Okay, so can we just go back over some of that? Because I think the most difficult part of that advice, John, is to first ring 999. Because instinctively, I can tell you this, and you know this from speaking to parents, the first thing you want to do is to try and get to the person who's in trouble.
Oh, yeah, especially if it's a loved one, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's been whole families wiped out in Australia, where people jumping in one after the other, and actually the child got themselves out in the end. So when you say stop and think, we train the kids, they compete in everything in what's called CERC, to stop and think. Even that 5 to 10 seconds can make a huge difference to the outcome. Because what can happen a lot of times is people will get out to these people, but you're trying to, they've no training, they're trying to carry in, even a small child will
be panicking.
It's
really difficult, yeah.
It's nigh on impossible. So at least if you have to stop and think, get the Coast Guard, shed out in the float, get a life ring. If you do get to the moor, they do it. They float then.
Yeah,
They're safe. And the warm water at the moment will keep them up. Will help them. It won't be. Their body won't go into too much of a shock.
Okay.
But if they can't swim, they will sink.
Okay. And the water is, what temperature is the water? Not specifically, but is it warm or cold at the moment?
It depends. But it depends where you are. But up to about 18 degrees. But the air temperature, I think they're giving this week, is in some places is 28.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a 10 degrees difference in the water temperature.
Okay, and so the other thing from what you said there as well, John, just with that really valuable advice, we should all be learning ourselves and teaching our children how to float.
How to float. It's something that is really, really important, and especially this was developed by the RNLI a couple of years ago, and it has made a huge difference, because a lot of times people don't expect to be in the water as well. A lot of people around kind of fall in, don't expect to be. So even with clothing on, there will be air trapped in it. And if you float and just relax, your body will compensate, your heart rate will drop a little bit, and you'll be able to think about what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be able to keep yourself safe for that little bit longer until you get rescued.
People love in the summer and now when the weather is good playing with inflatables. You're saying they should never be used in any open body of water.
Not at all. They're not designed. They're designed for pools. They are not designed. I had an experience a couple of years ago as a lifeguard myself, where a child fell off the inflatable, was drowning. I had to get in, brought the parent back, and the parent said to me, "I know what you're doing, he can swim." And the young lad said to me, "Oh, I can't swim out there, mommy."
Mm-hmm.
So even though they might have a little bit of, you think they're good at their swimming, don't overestimate their ability. And if they're on an inflatable, they're going to be gone out of their depths within seconds. And all of a sudden they fall in, and now they can't get themselves back. Because remember, once you go that little bit further from shore, that water temperature is going to get colder again, and then you're getting affected by currents and wind. So they're absolutely treacherous. And that goes for, as well, inflatable paddle boards. If you have the wrong wind direction, it's important that you have the right wind direction and it's calm when you're doing these, because we see a lot locally, a lot of people on inflatable paddle boards with no life jackets, no leashes on them, and they're just waiting for an accident to happen. So it's important. Anything that can float, that's pushed by the wind, is be really, really careful with it.
Yeah, and you know, panic plays a huge part in it, because if you're on an inflatable, you've fallen off, the very act of falling is going to make you feel a little bit panicked. If you sense, if you look up and you're away further from the shoreline than you thought and the water is colder, that is all going to impede your ability to swim.
Oh yeah, no, so we have what's called cold water response and cold water shock, and basically your muscles will start tightening up after a certain amount of time. But it's the initial... it's the initial fall in, the gasp. So when you fall into cold water, you gasp. And if you, and normally when you gasp about 3 litres of air. 1.5 litres of seawater is fatal. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? It is really important that if you are going to the water, you're prepared for that cold water.
Yeah, I mean, we all think if we take our children to swimming lessons in a pool, they can swim just like that mother did in the story that you described there, John. But swimming in the sea is completely different to swimming in the pool.
We, as a club, we train in the pool, and then in the summer we go to the sea, and the marked difference between the pool swimming that they do to the open water is absolutely crazy. And like, we would put our smaller kids from 9 up, we'd make a boy out 20 metres from shore, only 20 metres from shore, and most of them will have a wobble the very first time they do it, even though they're, it's controlled conditions. So it is important. That's why you always swim parallel to shore. You always stay in within your depth, because all it takes is a freak wave, the hitch in your face. You gasp in, you start to panic, you realise that, oh my God, I can't feel the bottom anymore. And then you stop thinking. So it's really important. Like, we see it hugely, and it takes a good couple of weeks for the kids to really get the confidence in the open water and to be able to swim the same they do in the pool. It's always going to be much different.
Okay, John, it's so useful to talk to you, and really, really good advice there. And I really appreciate it. John Doyle, head coach and founder of Poseidon Lifesaving Club. Well, we were discussing mortgage rates and deposit rates and arrears and more earlier on with Brian Hayes from the Banking and Payments Federation. On tomorrow's show, financial advisor Owen McGee will be with us, and he'll be discussing those issues and advice that Owen has for dealing with all of them. But as ever, if you have a question you want to put to Owen, you can email us todaycb@rte.ie. You can do that now or at any time, and we'll put your question to Owen tomorrow. He'll be with us here in the studio. But coming up next after the break, we're going to hear why the cost of flour and sugar is going up and up and up.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.